That's the trouble with heartbreak. Well, don't let anybody tell you it's gonna be easy. Good easy. Don't let anyone tell you what it's like when they say, get out of this town, meet somebody new, get lost in the crowd, all I see is you. Don't let anybody tell you it's gonna be easy. And that's the trouble with heartbreak, it's gonna hang around, leave you midnight breaking down. Not necessarily, not necessarily. My friends are all going through heartbreak right now. They're in their 40s, that's the age, isn't it, for heartbreak. 25 and 40 are the ages. 25, you get your first love heartbreak. Oh, my first love has left me. Oh. Maybe 18 or 19, actually, isn't it? Oh, first love, that would have been forever. No, it wouldn't. And then you meet someone and then you get married, and then 40, you split up, you divorce, you know. And then you look up your first love, don't you? You message them and you go, I haven't seen you since we were 17. And you get blanked, and then you move on, and you settle with your second wife, and then death. That's the pattern. Isn't it? But the trouble with a heartbreak, when it's someone else's, I don't know about you, but do you get like heartbreak fatigue? You know, you get it, don't you? And eventually so many of your friends are going through heartbreak. Then you start to think, do I really need to know this? Is this actually news, your heartbreak? Or should we class heartbreak the same as, I don't know, going to the toilet? You know, going for a shit. We all do it. It's not particularly great, you know. Actually, it might actually make you feel better after a while. It's just nothing to... Actually, this is a shit analogy. It's literally a shit analogy, but you know what I mean. You don't bore your friends with your stories about having a shit. Unless you're a stand-up comedian or on a comedy podcast. You keep it to yourself, don't you? And maybe, just maybe, heartbreak should be in the same bracket. Because it's not really news, is it? It's ridiculous to expect to stay together our entire lives. Only 3% of species form lifelong bonds. Why are we trying to shoehorn our curious genitals into the same bracket as dumb animals who want to be together forever because they can't be bothered to do anything? You know, don't be proud that we are in the same stupid bracket as barn owls. Barn owls mate for life. And let me tell you something about barn owls. Don't think those fuckers aren't looking around. They're looking around, 270 degrees of evolution right there. Get me away from this twit-to-woo little twat. You know, there have been instances of female barn owls killing male barn owls because their penises are too small. Fucking men. Oh, just ripping the dicks off, the tiny dicks off these male barn owls. Gonna happen to us all, guys, if we stay on this divided road. Luckily, I have a Titanic penis. And by Titanic, I mean it lays on the bed, totally irrelevant, totally unwanted. Occasionally, James Cameron does a film about it, but you know, it doesn't make me feel any better. And that's the trouble with heartbreak, it's gonna hang around. It's gonna hang around, I'm gonna be weighed down by it. Titanic penis. Come on, you're better than that, Nathan. Only slightly better. You know, but it's irrelevant, isn't it? Because it lays there on the bed, and for many of us, that's where it stays, doesn't it? Totally unwanted, because eventually we get scared of heartbreak. We're weighed down by our own and others' heartbreak, when in fact, we should treat heartbreak, as I say, like going to the toilet. I will make this analogy work now. You know, if you hold on to love too long, it's like holding on to a shit for too long, isn't it? gets painful. It gets painful. It eats you up. Your stomach is in knots. And when it goes, fuck, what a relief. What a relief that's gone. I mean, not gone, it's still there. Even if you flush it away and you block her on everything, she can still email you and turn up at your house. But you know what I mean. You can eat lots more food now, can't you? Different food. More exotic food. You can explore. What I'm trying to say is heartbreak is just, it's exactly like taking a shit. Because they are both opportunities, aren't they? Opportunities for more. But more than anything, don't tell me about either of them. As it's getting boring now. Let me tell you about my heartbreak. It's gonna hang around. No, it's boring now. We're living, people. We're living, breathing. And pain is just pleasure by another name. Pain is pleasure because we're alive. We're falling in love. We're shitting. And in some cases, when it gets really freaky, you're combining these two things and it's absolutely disgusting. You're dumped, Nathan. She was into shitting on me, and now I'm dumped and I'm heartbroken. I'm heartbroken. I'm not into the freaky shit. She just dumped me. Let me tell you about my heartbreak. No thanks, Nathan. No thanks. I need the toilet, to be honest. Yeah. What was that? I'm not really not sure. I don't know. Love me. That's a love.